Blog Talk Radio.
This is Blog Talk Radio. This is where the Renegade Witches Blog Kit is up when you want some real motherfucking work. Then I open up the energies with the motherfucking ancestors from the bloodline to the ancestors that fought for us, but the ones that are before us and after us, that live in the altars of our spirits. I open up the ancestors of my child who's before him, who's in front of him, who's around him, and I push the energies that be that this will flow. And I'm going to key him on in. Are you there?
Yeah.
Hi. So what name do you want to go under?
My name is Chadwick Johnson.
Okay, here you go with your mess. Okay, this is the what's up. So I wanted to have you on the show because you're an interesting character. And you're an interesting character, and I'm going to start it off like this because we had a conversation about occultism in teens. And you said, I'm not an occultist, but you're a black occultist. What you thinking about that? Because I'm still calling
not
you
a
one. Good. So what are you? You what?
I'm Chad.
Boy, if you don't answer these questions, are you a teen occultist?
I'm Chad. No.
Okay, Chad. Then what are
you? I'm no teen occultist. Why?
Okay. What do you mean by that? Because you know about occultism.
I don't do it, do I?
You tell me. Do
I don't do spiritual work. No.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
No, I don't. I don't believe in none of that. You know that.
That's a lie.
Nah, atheist.
You're an atheist. Okay, so I'm going to meet you at your level, Capricorn.
Yeah.
What is it being an atheist? Tell me.
I don't believe in nothing.
Like what? What is you don't believe
Jesus
in? What is an atheist?
I don't believe in Christianity. I don't believe in the spiritual.
Why?
I don't know. It's just a theory I've always had. I believe in the Big Bang.
Oh, shit. Are you talking about science?
Oh, my God. Don't start this.
What?
Nah, Ma.
Well, you said that you believed in the Big Bang, and you believe that you're an atheist. I need you, and you are a teenager, okay? And most black teens do not have your belief. Why do you believe you're an atheist?
Because I had the choice. Most people don't have the choice. Most people are forced into Christianity like you are. And most kids are forced into Christianity like their children. Like they force their children into Christianity.
Okay. So you don't think that in a way that I did kind of force you into Christianity at one time?
You did, but I forced myself out of it because I had common sense.
Oh, see?
Are you trying
to start an argument on the air?
I'm just saying, you believing in Jesus Christ, but I don't know.
Yes.
You bow your head down to a white man, I guess.
Okay, so what do you mean by that? What do you mean bow your head down to a white man? What do you mean?
I don't bow my head down to nobody.
Okay.
Why do I got to go to church every Sunday and pray away all my sins? I did what I did. It ain't going to make a difference. Karma's karma. Me praying ain't going to get it away.
Now, why do you believe that?
Because how do you pray your sins away? If you did it, you did it. You got a karmic debt.
Do you believe that people, even though they have a karmic debt, do you believe there's ways that you can correct that?
It's depending on what type of level. It believes that it was justified. Justified, maybe.
Hmm.
I believe, people don't believe this, but I believe if somebody kill your brother, you kill their brother back. You feel what I'm saying? People,
okay.
That's how I feel about it. Even is even.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. I got you christened, right? I got your brother christened, right? Then I flipped
you
about
You talking about
dad.
My little brother that don't believe in Jesus at all. You got him Christian. Christian.
Exactly. Because he don't believe in shit. He's off
yeah.
the hinges with it, right?
Yes,
okay. Then I got you guys initiated in Santeria. What do you think about
yes.
all that? What do you think about my decisions? Because you remember your father, and I'm going to bring him up. Your father said to me, no, you need to let them make their own decision. What do you think about that?
Now let's start with that. Dad was in a Christian family. Now,
yep.
he thought we were going to be Christians. Let's get that straight. And two, you did take our, which he is correct about, you did take our decision away from us of what we wanted to do. But he's really, with his intentions, wanted us to become a Christian just like him because, you know, he praises Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's it, really.
Okay,
you know
so then what do you... go ahead.
No, I say you know it is. You praise Jesus Christ. He praised Jesus Christ, but then you changed your ways, but then forced us into a different type of thing because that's what you were doing at the moment. But you know, at the end of the day, I still have my own mind, and I still didn't go for what you were. Well, not to disrespect, but I still wasn't going for what you were doing. You know, I've always had my stand on that type of stuff.
I understood that, but then what did you think about getting initiated into Santeria and then having to go and see some of the stuff during the ceremony?
Well, I believe it was over dramatic. What I got to go wear a whole bunch of white clothes for and start dancing around people and eating for me to be connected to a spirit? How does that work? Tell me.
What do you mean by that?
People waste all their money with their what's it called? Who's their people?
Orishas.
Not Orishas, but who's the person that helps you contact them?
Oh, Babalao.
The Babalao?
My Babalao.
You spend all this money contact their spirits, you can say, instead of yours. And you pay these people all this money just not to do nothing for you. I bet you half the people that have gotten their work done by Babalao got scammed.
Ooh.
What has went right for them? I bet you nothing. But
is
I bet
that
you did work for yourself or do something.
Is that the way you felt in the house that we were in?
Well, yeah, because it's already proven. I had a question. When you was under a Babalao, did anything work for you?
No,
that's a question. Did anything
really.
Work for you? Okay, so
no.
when you went under your own research and did your own stuff about your spirituality, and you did your own look at it, and you said I didn't want to become a Christian, and you went to Santeria, but then you found out that your Babalao or his Santeria was whack, so you started doing research on your own, and you started doing spiritual work by yourself, and started doing your own research like black people should. How did it go for you then?
It went much better, and it went in a better direction. So
I got a question.
Remember?
Let me ask you another question. Another question. With that leading that, with you leading your own direction, your own path, like I just said, I lead my own path. That led you to creating a business for spirituality, and that led you to a successful business. But I bet you if you would have stayed under your Babalao, you wouldn't have done nothing. I bet you still would have been at the Sinian County, you could say. I don't know. Berkeley, I don't know. You could have been still stuck in the dirt, you feel me?
Wow.
You could.
So.
You opened your eyes, you could say that.
Okay, so remember in the house that one of the people was Soledad. And Soledad was, she was considered you and your little brother's godmother. And my Babalawo was considered
our whole godmother.
Oh, see, there you go.
The one that was cheating on her husband. You mean that one?
Yes.
Are you talking about that one, the one that screwed anybody she touched?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. The one that was black and fake? Yeah. The one that left and ran away and ditched her dog on us? That one? Yeah. Yeah, I think you're talking about that one.
Yeah. Did that rub you the wrong way because of the character and the morality of it all?
Wasn't she a Leo?
Oh, shit. Here you go.
That's reminding me of the... that reminds me of somebody who would pull something like that. You know, in your comments be getting all up in their feelings and stuff because I be bringing up people. So we're going to leave their name anonymous, but that reminds me of people.
Okay. So
that's what it is.
From your perspective, after seeing my Babalawo, because remember, Jose left. I didn't know where he went. Okay?
Yeah.
And
he left and took your money.
He
ran to Cuba.
That is true.
Wherever you ran to.
That is true. So,
what was his sign?
He's a Libra.
Libra. Okay.
Which is air energy. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, the funny thing is this. In Christianity, and then that form of occultism, what did you think about that? Did those two doors cause you to become an atheist?
Well, let's say this. I have a question. Wasn't I interested before that though?
I don't know. Were you?
You took me. I got a. You remember when Dad took me up the street? I don't know if you remember this, but Dad took me up the street and told me to say a prayer. And I didn't know how to say a prayer because I wasn't a Christian.
Mm.
And you remember he came to you and confronted you and said, "Why doesn't my son know how to say a prayer?" But you were still a Christian at the time. But I was the only person that wasn't rocking with God.
Okay.
So,
Now, are you fronting? Because remember, I made you guys go to, was it Bible camp?
Now understand. And didn't Antonio cut up and get himself kicked out?
What?
Okay, but just because I know the song.
He kicked out your little brother because he was demonic up in there. You was up in front in the chasing and this little light, you was blowing. That's why I'm like, why are you hunting? What?
I knew all the Christian songs. Look at this. Yeah, I did know all the Christian songs. But I set Antonio up to get us out of there.
Oh,
you understand?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Me and Antonio made up a plan to get us out of there because me and Antonio weren't Christians, and you saw Antonio acted a fool up in there. And I had to show face and be like, yeah, I know all these songs. I'm a Christian. While Antonio's doing all the devious stuff behind, throwing stuff at people. Throwing ice creams out of containers and stuff, saying, I don't believe in Jesus. That's what he had to get himself out of there.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. But here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
If you needed to do work, would you know how to do it? Do you feel that even though you're saying you're an atheist, do you know how to do work for yourself as you being a teen and a black teen And the reason why I'm asking you these questions, because I watch Latino teens, I watch white kids, and they be with the shit. And Latin men growing. Uh-huh, go ahead.
Have you seen somebody like me, though?
You mean like you?
Like me. Like, you get what I'm saying? Because you.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I'm different. Like, what do you mean? Because it's like this. You've seen what I've said and done over my lifetime, and it all comes to fruition. Nothing I've ever said hasn't come. I was explaining this to you other day. Everything I've ever said for you to ever be successful on or ever done, it always came to fruition. I'm not taking credit for that, but I know what it is. And I haven't seen nobody else. I predict anything and everything that ever happens in this. Everything that ever happens with us. I've never been wrong. I've always said, hey, Sandy, I know what's about to happen to you, and guess what happens? It happens to us. I said what's going to happen to you, and guess what? It happens to you, because I already know it's coming. That's why I don't argue with you. That's why I don't argue with you guys when I say karma's coming for you, and that's why I leave it where it is. That's why I never argue about it, because I know what karma does to people. And it messes you up. And I personally believe I don't need spiritual birth to get wherever I want. And don't I got a mama for that?
I heard the fuck out of that.
Why spiritual birth? Like, I know who I am. I know what I'm going to do.
But let's just say that in this world, these energies, right? Say I'm not there at that point, okay? And you need to do some quick, fast shit. Would you know how to do it? Quick, fast shit. That's all I'm wondering. Because what I'm saying
Sure, we can say yes.
Okay. And I'm going to ask you this question. I'm not your conventional mother. And I remember sometimes you would play your video games and people would ask you, well, what do your mother do? Sometimes you would say, sometimes you don't. And I just want to know, how do you feel, or me, having me as your mom, and I'm not the conventional mother? You know, because you and I, we go through it. Nothing is perfect, but I'm real. And I want to know, what is your perspective on that? And let alone me being a black mother and not, I'm unconventional. But how do you feel about that?
Okay, let's say this. Let's start off with this. I don't care what nobody says about you. Let's say this. I really couldn't care what anybody says about me, you, Antonio. Now, when I go on there and say yada, 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 which is none of their business in the first place, and I don't have to say nothing to them, but I'll be, some days I'll be like, okay, yeah, my mom does spiritual work. Which, you know, you remember the first time I said, you remember what somebody say, your mom puts period buds in spaghetti, which had me rolling. I was like, what the heck you just say, fool? But that's all it is. What, you gonna make jokes while you over here still working at Taco Bell, lying that you're a general manager of it? You know, general manager of Taco Bell, you know you work in the front register. Those are the people that be talking to me. So it don't matter to me. Because you, like, they still a deadbeat and they kids still got no food in their mouth. You feel me? So.
They
don't have any food in their mouth. Let me repeat that. They don't have any food in their mouth, but.
Okay, so let me ask you, you're not the conventional mother, though.
Most black mothers are what? Christian. Don't let their kids speak. Don't do nothing. And their kids still end up looking stupid and retarded at the end of the day. I believe you can't hold a black child and hold his mouth, because then I believe it harms him.
Because
then he's scared to speak, or he's scared to say something, or he's scared to do something. Or he's scared to speak up. Because that's what black mothers teach their kids to do. Shut up. They teach them not to speak. And that's what they do. And that's how they fail. Do you see any white people shutting their kids up? No. You see any Asians shutting their kids up? Because I sure hear Asians be calling all types of people niggers and all type of stuff. They let their kids speak. They free mind. Well, black people don't let their kids speak their free mind. I mean, it comes to an extent, right? Yeah, there is an extent mm-hmm. to it, but you can't just keep closing their mouths because then they won't learn and they won't take in. Just you telling them to shut up ain't going to do nothing. But, yeah.
So what do you think black parents, black mothers, black fathers, then what direction do you think they should raise their children in?
I don't know. You can't see, that's something you can't really say because some people are raised different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You can't really touch on that because some people want their kids to be simpletons and not speak and do everything they're told and not have a question to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
I'll bring up
a perfect example.
Go ahead. Okay.
I know somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Person has been conditioned and trained to do everything he's told and believe it's right. Even though
okay.
it's not right. And this person doesn't speak up about it. He knows he can speak up about it and be right. He's just scared and been conditioned not to speak up about it and has been trained mm-hmm. not to speak up about it. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what you shouldn't do. Because if they take that stuff from anybody else, they ain't going to get nowhere in life. If he told him to go eat that dog treat, I bet you he'll go eat that dog treat. You get
wow.
it?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why I've never...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So here's where it is. We were having a conversation and of the way of the world and the direction that is going now. And as you know, Trump is in office, and now Joe Biden has been elected. What is your perception on that? What's your philosophy? What do you think the direction is? And tell your truth.
Let me say this. Okay. Trump was a great president. Let's get this straight. He wasn't a,
okay.
I'm not going to say he was great. Let me say this because then
no,
people are going to get
that.
Trump wasn't the greatest president to ever do it, but Trump was a good president. Obama ain't do nothing for us. Let's get this straight. And that's been said. But Trump has done more for the community, you can say, than anybody has done in the last two decades. Because in the last two decades, last three decades, have been to hinder black people and do anything under the sun to get a black man or a black woman into prison. You can hear, we can even add the others, the Mexicans. Now, Trump, he did something when he got into office. He did what he did, and people just didn't like the way he spoke, I guess. I guess he was too cocky with it. But he wasn't a bad president. No. People messed up by putting Biden up in there. Then you put Biden, who was a part of the three-strike law. You put a dead, retarded man up in there. They'll do better. No offense, Mom, but they'll do better putting you up in there. You feel me?
Oh, hell no. See, that's that shit I be talking about. Okay.
Oh, Ma, they'll do better putting you up in there, Ma. Even though I know you would do some crazy stuff up in the office, but you don't put no man that started stuttering live on TV. Like, he didn't even know. He just gassed out. I've never seen Trump gas out like that. And people were simpletons. They were told to vote for Biden because Biden would be a better president. And you know what everybody did? Especially the black people, you know what I'm saying? Because guess what? Black people were raised to be told what they were supposed to do. And the white man told them, hey, just vote for Biden. And guess who won? Biden. Because you remember, wasn't black people voting for Trump in 2016 so he can get into the office?
They did. Some black people did vote
they
for
did.
Trump.
Why?
Yes,
you
want
to know why? Because they were told to. But this time they were told to vote for Biden. So they voted for Biden. There you go. Now, mm-hmm. we're going to see how that work out for you, because while all these Negroes up in prison again, then they're going to be mad.
So do you think that in reality Trump won the election, and do you think there was fraud done during the election?
I said that. There was straight fraud done in that election. Because it's like this. Why would you kick out a man that has done more in the office than anybody in the last 3 decades? That was actually beneficial to make America great again. So let's get this straight. America's not the best place to live anymore. He was making America great again, and you gonna go kick him out for a white man that's about to die? You tell me. I don't get it. I like Trump. But Trump is a racist too. But I'd rather have his racist stuff up in there than Biden.
So in looking at this,
he makes more sense at the end of the day. And people can't deny he doesn't make sense.
They can't.
Because what has he said that doesn't make sense? Well, no, he has said some ignorant stuff sometimes. But what has he really said that doesn't make sense? He's kicked out on the Nexus, like he said, didn't he? He was getting all the illegals out of here. He did what, at least he acted on it when he said he was going to do it. Like, okay.
So in this energy, where do you think the direction of the United States and the world, where it's going? Is it positive?
We're going down. We're going down. And you got, okay, you need to get this straight. Biden is not going to be president for long. We believe that too. He's going to get killed or assassinated. You never know. Kamala Harris will take over, and then enforce the three strikes law again, I bet you, or something that hinders black people. You know, she had to work that booty on to get up there.
We all know.
Yeah, that thing is gaps. So, you never know. But all I know is this, America's not heading nowhere fast. Korea about to top us in a minute.
You think Korea?
Yep, Korea about to top us in a minute.
Wow. What do you think about this whole COVID? What do you think about it? And you had to wear a mask, and how you felt about it.
I had COVID 2 times in a row.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. COVID's a whole bunch of, let's say this. It was cool for the, first 3 months? I mean, people were mad. But people thought it was only going to last a few months, you know what I'm saying? And that was it. You wear a mask for a few months, then we all go back to about a business and call it a day. But it's doing too much at this point. A whole bunch of people dying, which the government purposely put COVID in there or whatever. And I don't know. COVID's just a whole bunch of bullcrap. You can't even really explain it.
Do you believe COVID is something that's orchestrated by the government? Or do you honestly believe that it is something that is organic?
Well, listen. Oh my God. Let's say this. I believe it was made out of something. I believe it was made out of plant. You could say that. It was taken from something. It was extracted from something. Or it could be engineered. But it was placed here. Because I don't believe China. I believe they blamed it on China. Because why not blame it on the Asians? They nasty, right?
Oh, shit. Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? Why not? They nasty. They can't say they're not nasty because we've seen them do some nasty stuff. So why not blame it on China? I'll blame it on China, too. China brought COVID, even though the government know they did it. So, I don't know.
That's very interesting.
COVID ain't it. Let's just say that.
Ha!
It's about to go on for a year.
So you think it's going to go on for another year with this COVID mess?
Yeah, for sure. And
what
people
do you
doing
think
too
about?
Much too.
Okay, what do you mean?
You remember we was out at Target and we was just walking and strolling. Then we go see this Asian parent. She got her kid in a whole hazmat suit.
True.
So it was like, y'all are doing too much at the end of the day. Because really, I've gotten into so many arguments with people that put their hands on me or tried to tell me I have to wear a mask, which people could have their own opinion. Just put on your mask. Just do that. No.
Mm-hmm.
No. I'm not about to keep putting on my mask with these people. I can't breathe. Mm-hmm. My bad. I can't stop if I can't breathe, but you're going to have to deal with it. And why do I got to put on my mask if you got your mask on? It's fine.
So
you good?
So you believe that they're taking our freedom away of decision?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Dude, I don't.
The
you know what's funny?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, one more thing. You know what's funny? We didn't when we've been down here, right? How many white people have you seen wear a mask so far?
Only in stores. They're not like the Bay Area.
I know. Not question. They wear it in stores, right? But I got a question. When we were walking outside, you remember when we was at the plaza? Did we see, or at that little area, we didn't see people wearing masks like that. They was all free roaming.
Nah. It's only, they wasn't.
So, but I bet you all the black people wearing masks.
Of course they are.
Came in like they some slaves.
But remember when you wore the mask, how it made you feel? How did it make you feel? Because you was like, I'm not feeling this.
Well, I wasn't feeling it because I'm not about to be, you can say, I'm not about to have my mouth suffocated. You could say that. I'm not about to have a mask over my face like I can't talk. Like I'm some slave.
So you feel like a slave?
Yeah, you could say that. Like I'm on a slave ship and they got the mask on me so I can't speak or I can't do nothing. I can't.
Yeah.
Hear.
Yeah. Yeah. And what else I wanted to discuss with you. Now remember, remember the video when I was talking about what happened when I got that citation.
Yeah.
And you were talking. And in the comments, people believe that you're too boisterous. And they were upset that you, I guess, and I didn't hear you say this, but you called Sandy a fool. And in my spirit, I believe that was someone just trying to start shit and saying
no,
that caused a conflict. Go ahead.
Let me say this.
They hurt.
Yeah, I called Sandy a fool. And yes, I did. I'll say it to her. It ain't no secret. I called Sandy a fool. Let's get that straight. Because she was. She went up in there and was silent. If those people got something to say it to me, then I'll call you a fool too. You a fool for even calling me a fool. Say it to my face. That's what I'm saying. Because at least it's not like I was hiding it from her. I said it in the call. I said, what you so scared for? You better speak up for yourself, black woman. You just going to sit there silent? You're not going to say nothing? You just going to let me and my mama speak? That's what you're going to do?
But, like, some people believe having restraint and checking out the scene, that was the
having
right
restraint
thing for her to do.
It was.
But.
It was. Now let's say this. No, hold up. Now let's say this. It was the right thing for her to do, right? So if a gun.
Yeah.
So I got a question. If a gun was to her child's head, would she have restraint and be silent?
But in that
answer
situation.
That.
No. You got to battle. But in
that's
that situation.
Saying.
But this is what I'm saying. in that situation, the reason why I'm bringing it up, because it's very interesting, because you are a kid who says what he says. And you have to understand, Sandy and I come from a place and an era where basically you stay in your place, right? Mm-hmm. However, what is it? Some people may take it as a offensive action for you to call someone a fool because that's your perception. And because you are a teen, then you can't make that observation, because maybe for her at that time, that was her, that's what she needed to do to cope. But I need to understand, at that time, what was your feeling? What was your belief, and what do you think was should have happened?
Let's say this. My belief was, I analyzed that situation in 2.5673 seconds as a child. You could say a teenage child. Yeah, I analyzed the situation quicker than a grown adult. I knew what was up, and I knew what it was, and I knew it was a whole bunch of bullcrap. So what do you need to analyze, Sandy? You knew what was happening. Because you remember, how was Sandy going to say she was analyzing, but then was silent the whole car ride, right? But then repeated everything to us after we kept forcing her to talk. So she knew what was going on. She had nothing to analyze. She was just spooked.
And why do you think she was spooked? But why do you think she was spooked?
You remember, she's an honorary white woman.
Oh, shit.
Let's get that straight, because people really want to start speaking. Because what I said wasn't wrong. She was a deer caught in headlights. She got spooked. But I wasn't no deer caught in headlights, and I analyzed the situation that quick. It doesn't take long for you to analyze the situation when the cops are around you. Trust me. And you black, you don't take long to analyze the situation. You know what you got to do. So I don't want to hear that, he's a child.
I'm going to let you answer that. But do you think at the time, because of police brutality, she was in fear of being harmed, and she shut down?
Can't say that, because Sandy shuts down every time. You could say that if Sandy's never done that before. But she's known for that. That's the reason why you can't say that. She's known for shutting down. And I know this. She is known for shutting down. So I really don't care what nobody said. She shut down because she was spooked. I don't care about no police brutality. Because if you were... No. Because Sandy's a mess talk. You, Sandy, be talking mad mess. So Sandy be talking mess. I don't know. Sandy portrays and says she'll talk like this or talk like that. But then she got spooked when she got put on spotlight. Like that.
Okay. And because I'm looking at it from both sides, because I feel what you're saying, then I was trying to understand that. And the reason why I brought it up is because, again, in the comments, people had something to say on how you came across about it.
And
no disrespect to Sandy. I'm just putting it out there from a kid's perspective and how maybe he sees it. Okay? So, you know, because you get niggas on here, oh, she talking behind her back. Don't worry, motherfuckers. What I say on here, I say it to her face.
That's what I was saying. People ain't nobody talking messy behind her back. Nobody talking messy behind Sandy. You say it to Sandy. That's no problem. I feel how I feel. Sandy got spooked during the headlights. She says, I was caught in the moment. I was analyzing the situation. Okay, there it's over. But I believe I know what happened, and she believes what she believes. But you just don't get spooked like that, though. You just don't. And one thing, let me say this. I didn't say nothing when the police pulled up. When he asked me my question, how old are you, after He should have asked you. That's when I was involved in the situation. And I'm 5 years old, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Man, at mm-hmm. least I said I was five. Man.
Well, that's the thing. So I'm going to ask another question. This is going to be the last question.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, the energy of sex and teenage is different from the time when I grew up.
Why are you asking me this?
It's like, because I am. And I want to know your perception on nowadays with sex. What's up with that?
Why are you asking? What? Sex is sex, Mom. People are, what? You have sex at 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7. Well, that's going too far. But you feel me?
It is that normal? Is.
Kids believe they're grown.
Why?
They believe they know what it is, but then when they go have their child, then what is it then? They don't understand it. They just see the world portrays sex as the best thing you can ever have in your life. And that's what and kids feed into that and like it.
Interesting. So it's funny you say that because you're a chauvinist.
Oh my God.
You are. You are a young chauvinist, and you believe that women should be in a certain way, dressed a certain way, or speak a certain way.
Well, understand. I understand women should
like
dress
that.
Okay, let's say
go
this.
Go ahead.
But I'm not. Okay, let's say this. I believe a woman has their place in this world. Because one thing you
now,
can't do is let. You can't let women make decisions. Let's say they could be a part of a decision, but if you let women make decisions, they make it off the emotions. I've never seen a woman in my life that has to make a decision off their emotions. Never. Never. If it's about business, about money, it's about anything. You might have a problem with this person that's a business person, and you're a female, since you don't like him, you're not going to do business with him, even if it's for the highest. Even if it's for $1 million, you never know. But a man will take it and put his difference aside and actually address the situation as a business aspect. Women address things as a emotion, as I don't like him, I'm not going to do business, as like that. And I'm not that extreme with it. I don't tell women how they're supposed to dress. I just say there's certain occasions when you dress a certain way. That's just it.
Okay, but even with me, you be getting with me, or you look at women, you be like, oh, she a hoe.
And do I be wrong?
You're not done with your class, right? I don't know. I'm not a hoe.
No. Let's say this. What? Have you had your fair share of encounters?
Of whom?
Of men.
No, that's you getting jealous when men give me attention. Just like you were tripping
attention.
With that Mexican police officer. Stop that. That Mexican police officer.
I got a question. Am I your son?
Yes.
That's the only attention you need. Thank you. Now.
Oh, hell.
You got me.
Okay.
You got me, Chadwick Johnson, and over there, Antonio Valise Johnson. Now, that's the only attention you need. Now, let's say this. If a good guy comes around and I say, okay, yeah, he cool, you might have a chance to have a little boyfriend, but not now.
That's bull crap.
How was that bull crap, though? Because explain
because
this.
Because I have to live my life. I have to live my life. You guys are my sons, and I have to put you in the corner
okay,
in the
question.
Place of sons.
Do you want me to go down for murder?
Oh, hell no. Wow, what are you saying?
No, saying if somebody was to put their hands on you again, do you want me and Antonio to go down for murder?
I think no, but I think you being protective of me because of the relationships that I've been in that have not been very smart of me. And you guys, and I believe you guys feel that you need to step in and think for me. But I think I'll be okay, right?
You know what I don't understand?
Mm-hmm.
That how, you could say this, black mothers think hiding their boyfriends or doing something makes their situations with their kid better. You hiding something from your kid that you got a boyfriend don't make it better. Because that means that shows you have no respect for your child.
Oh, shit.
You hiding that your boyfriend.
Well,
what I'm saying is what I'm saying. Because I got a question. Why would you hide that you have a boyfriend from your child if you did have one?
Because maybe I don't feel he should meet you or I want him around you. Okay?
But then I got a question. If he shouldn't meet us, why is he around you?
That's a good point. And maybe I'm just checking out the scenes before he's involved with you. But what you're saying
say
is
this.
Common sense-wise, he shouldn't be around you if he can't be around us. But we just need to check the scene first.
How many times you need
right?
to check the scene?
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Thank you. We're going to leave that
okay.
with you as well.
Okay.
But
we're going to end
yeah.
this show, but you got some last words. What's your last words, Chad?
I don't know. People are simpletons. I'm very special. Dang, nobody had to call today?
They probably just listening and probably was wondering who's going to clown. Huh?
Nah, I would clown them if they did probably hop on the phone.
Okay.
I already told you what I was going to say.
I know. So this is the day in the life of a black teen occultist who says he's an atheist.
I understand this.
This is
why
where
you keep addressing me as an occultist, Mom. I am not an occultist.
I'm just reading the title. The title,
okay.
You're an atheist. I got it. This is Where It's Renegade Witches Vlog. Hit us up when you want some real motherfucking work done.